fantastic lottery grant, which funded a number of staff to address and develop services to black people who use the Hay House and other black communities. And so we recruited a support worker and a therapist and a counsellor, all from the black community, and developed all sorts of activities and projects aimed at the black community. And it wasn't just black people who attended that, it was people who were from other countries but just happened to have white skin, but they associated with being from a minority racial group. And there was a lot of flack from white people. I wouldn't say just the gay men, but there was a lot of flack from the women as well, that these black people are getting a lot of services. And what they kept on doing is missing the point, is that suddenly we had three more staff who were there to provide services to everybody. So they weren't just providing services to black people, they were providing massage to other white positive people, you know, providing counselling not just to black people but also to people who were white British predominantly. That's what they were the ones who were moaning in minis there. So what we did is the staff team massively increased suddenly, and all the services that we could offer massively increased, which is brilliant, because people were saying we want more therapies, and we go, we are, is another therapist. And yet some people had something to say, the fact that they were black and that they were offering services to black people. So we had to deal with a lot of internal racism. So there's been a lot of sort of incidences where Sahir House has had to really dig deep around its equality policy and put it into practice and help educate people along the way, and be brave and disagree with people where they were just being downright bigot. And yet if they walked out into general life and society and said, guess what, I'm HIV positive, how much flack would they have got? So it wasn't all a big lovely melting pot of everyone's getting on together, because and it still isn't, and I think it will always be like that, and it's a reminder that we deal with the public as service users.